I'm all right.
Well, you won't be for long. You won't be for long.
Why not?
Because we're certain he's to have a geometry lesson. That's why not. And if geometry doesn't make you feel crook, I don't know what does.
No.
Right, take out your geometry books and open them at page 76, Theorem 17.
What are you talking about?
Oh, strike. Percy's only been saying that for the last three lessons, that's all.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, well, I didn't bring my geometry book today.
You didn't?
No, and you better hide yours, too.
Hey, fair go.
Go on, hide it, then we won't have to do it.
Strike, I don't reckon I ought to.
Oh, rats, well, give us it. I'll chuck it out the window.
No, break it down. Give us that book, Bottomley.
What for? You don't want it?
Yes, I do. Give us it.
I'm only going to throw it out the window.
No, don't. I want it.
Well, I'll chuck it over in the waste paper basket.
No.
Go on, it won't hurt it. Come on over.
No, no, who threw that?
I? Strike, you'll hit the teacher.
And just what do you boys think you're doing?
Nothing, sir.
How do you mean, sir?
Who was responsible for that?
For what, sir?
Who threw that book at me as I came in the door?
Book, sir?
It wasn't me, sir.
Strike.
Listen, enough damage has been done already without you boys refusing to own up.
Strike, sir, I can't understand it.
Quiet. Stop that talking. And Stanford.
Yes, sir?
You didn't throw that book, did you?
No, sir.
No, I didn't think you did.
No, sir.
Well, in view of the fact that the pledge isn't here yet, that only leaves one person who could have been responsible. Unless, of course, the book just jumped up by itself, rushed across the room and hit me as I came in.
Strike, did it, sir?
Yes. No, I shouldn't think it did, Bottomley.
I wonder where to pledge you, sir.
I don't know.
Perhaps he's late, sir.
Yes, perhaps he is.
He might be ill. Perhaps I'd better go down and find out.
Bottomley.
Yeah?
Will you stop trying to get out of this and answer my questions?
Oh, I'm not trying to get out of anything, sir.
Oh, aren't you? Well, I thought you were.
Strike, it's not my fault that the pledge is late.
Isn't it?
No, I get the blame for everything.
No, you don't. I'm not blaming you for that.
You're not, sir.
No, of course I'm not.
Oh, well, that's all right, then.
Yeah.
We'll say no more about it.
No.
The matter's closed.
Yes, exactly.
What do we talk about now?
I don't know.
It's been keeping fine, hasn't it?
Yes, it has.
And how are all your people?
Well, I... Now, what? Just... bother me.
Yeah?
If you think that I'm going to stay here and listen to you chatter all about all these irrelevant topics, you're very much mistaken, my boy. I came here to give you a lesson, and give you a lesson I will.
Huh.
Yes, oh. Now take out your geometry books and open them at page 76, Theorem 17. Exactly.
There you are, what did I tell you?
Strike, yes.
I knew that was going to happen.
Quiet, look, stop that noise immediately.
Yes, sir.
And listen to me. Are you boys going to do this geometry, or aren't you?
I wonder what's happened to the pledge, sir.
Well,
Perhaps he's lost his way.
He knows the way.
Well, he might be ill.
Yeah, that's what I reckon.
I wonder what's the matter with him.
I don't know.
Maybe we ought to go and find out.
Yeah, well, if he's ill, the least we can do is to go down...
Quiet!
Yes, sir.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
The pledge is ill, sir.
Well, I don't care if he's dead. Yes, how?
Oh. Is that the callous side of your nature?
Yes, that's the callous side. What? There, Bottomley. And don't say you didn't deserve that. You've been asking for it all the morning. I never thought it was humanly possible to meet a boy with so few manners as you've got. And that's only a sample of what you get if you don't very quickly learn how to behave yourself. You're nothing but a good for nothing.
Here's the pledge, sir.
Oh, so you've arrived, the pledge.
Yes, sir.
Are you dead?
No, sir.
Why not? I mean, well, what's the matter with you?
Matter, sir? Nothing.
But aren't you ill?
No, sir. I've never felt better in my life.
Haven't you?
No, sir.
Oh, well, there's something wrong somewhere. Who told me he was ill?
Who, sir?
The pledge.
Yes, sir.
Good morning.
Good morning, sir.
Good morning, boys. Now, wait a minute. I want to know who told me the pledge was ill.
When, sir?
When were you ill, the pledge?
Well, I had whooping cough when I was three, sir.
Did you?
Yes, sir.
Well, who told me about that?
The pledge, sir.
Did he?
Sure.
When?
Just then.
Yes, sir, I just told you.
Oh, I see. Well, I knew somebody told me.
Did anybody ever tell you you were nuts?
Yes, of course, I've been told that many times. No, what? What did you say then, Bonamy?
Hi, sir.
Yes, what was that remark?
Oh, I just said, did anybody ever tell you you were nuts?
Oh, well, that's just as well for you. I thought you were trying to be rude.
Rude, sir?
Yes.
No, sir.
Now, well, keep quiet and don't say anything. I was rather afraid that you said, did anybody ever tell you you were nuts?
No, sir.
No, well, it's just... No, wait a minute. That's what you did say.
Hey!
Look, come out here. Come out here, Bottomley, and bend over.
Big. Oh, I didn't mean that.
Stop that squawking and bend over. I'm going to make an example of you. And that serves you right, my boy. Those insolent remarks of yours have got to stop. And apparently the only way to stop them is to give you the stick. Now, for goodness sake, everybody, settle down and let me start this lesson.
Yes, sir.
I've had nothing but insolence and interruption since I arrived.
Yes, well, Well, I must apologize for arriving late, sir.
Oh, that's all right. But what I want to make clear is this. Now, wait a minute. That's not all right.
No, sir.
You were late to pledge.
Well, yes, sir.
Yes. Why?
Well, actually, I haven't any excuse at all, sir.
No, but that's not good enough. Apparently, you've got no... have you come?
I said, I haven't any excuse at all, sir.
No excuse at all?
No, sir.
But don't you realize that you're punished if you arrive late?
Yes, sir.
Well, aren't you going to try and get out of it?
No, sir.
What?
Strike.
He must be ill, sir.
Yes.
Hoopincoff must leave you silly.
Yeah, that's what I reckon.
But there's nothing I can say.
Are you sure?
Yes, sir.
Wasn't that your old man's fault?
My father? No. I was putting some stamps in my album, and I forgot the time.
Good heavens.
All that I can say, sir, is I'm sorry.
Yes. The pledge. I must take a very serious view of this.
Yes, sir, sure.
Exactly.
I don't know what this place is coming to.
No, it's terrible.
These boys seem to think that they can do as they like.
Yes, apparently they do.
But they can't.
No, they can't.
Why not, sir?
Well, I... What? There, Bottle, you've got it again. You're the only one who apparently thinks that he can do as he likes. So don't blame me if you're the only one who gets punished.
Strike that!
In fact, if I have any more trouble with you today, Bottomy, you'll be made to stand in the corner.
Oh, gee, sir.
I'm absolutely fed to the teeth with your impertinence, so just you watch your step.
Yes, sir.
Yes, and you too, Stanford.
I never did anything, sir.
All right, I didn't say you did. As a matter of fact, nobody has done anything. Look, here we are, the lesson half over, and not one stroke of work have we done. Not one stroke!
No, sir.
Well, now, we'll take out your geometry books and let's do some.
Yes, sir.
And hurry up about it. Have you all got your books?
No, sir.
No?
No, I must have left mine on, sir.
Oh, must you?
Yes, sir.
How unfortunate.
Yeah, I can't understand how that happened.
Can't you? Well, I think I can. But don't worry about it. You look on with Stanford.
Sure.
I haven't got my book either, sir.
What?
Oh, too bad.
And where's your book, Stanford? Home too, I suppose.
No, sir. It's over...
It's over at our place, sir.
At your place?
Yes, sir. Isn't it, Stanford?
See
ya, sir, see?
Oh, well, you'd better all look on the pledges book.
Yes, sir.
Yes?
I haven't brought my book, sir.
No, you haven't got your book. What?
I was so late this morning, sir, that I must have rushed off and forgotten it.
Oh, I see.
Oh, gee, sir, you can be unlucky, can't you?
Yes, you certainly can.
Strike now, we won't be able to do geometry.
No, well, I'm sorry.
And I've been looking forward to it all the morning.
Yes, so would I, sir.
Well, look, nothing can be done about it now.
But it's not fair.
No, I know.
Don't tell me I have to play Ludo instead.
Yes, I'm afraid we will.
Oh, I can't bear it.
Never mind, Bottomy, never mind.
Shall I go home and get a board, sir?
Yes, go home and get a board. No, I mean, a what?
A board, sir.
A board? What board?
A Ludo board, sir.
Yes. No. What on earth do you want a Ludo board for?
To play Ludo.
Nobody's going to play Ludo.
But that's what you said we were going to do, sir.
What, play Ludo?
Yes, sir.
Yes, that's right, sir. You said we'd have to play Ludo.
I did. I didn't say anything of the kind.
Yes,
oh, but yes,
sir.
You did, sir.
I heard you.
Sure, that's what you said.
Well, look, if I said that, I was wrong. We're not going to play Ludo at all.
Why, can't you play, sir?
No. Yes, of course I can play.
Well, you're not frightened of us, are you?
Frightened of you? No, I'm not.
We're not very good players, sir.
You speak for yourself, Stanford. I'll clean anybody up.
Oh, will you?
Yeah. My money says that I can toss you in 2 out of 3 games.
What?
Well, I'll have a serve of that. I can beat you, Bottomley.
Well, come on, sucker. Show us your money.
I'm not going to play for money.
Look, will you boys be good enough to stop this talking and allow me to say something?
Yes, sir.
I don't know whether you're aware of this fact or not, but at the moment, you happen to be in a classroom, not a gambling den.
Oh, yes.
And I happen to be in charge.
Yes, sir.
And it so happens that we haven't done any work yet.
Haven't we?
No, we haven't.
How horrible.
Yes, how horrible. What? And that's the finish of you, Master Bottomy. You'll stay in after the others have gone and write out 500 times, I must try my best not to be a larrikin.
Oh, I'll strike, sir.
Make it 600 times.
But, sir, I was just...
700 times.
I figure...
800 times. Yes, and that might teach you a lesson. You're nothing but a good-for-nothing, lazy, loppy-eared scallywag.
Is he your pet, sir?
Yes, he's my pet. No! Stanford, look, do you want to stay in as well?
No, sir.
No, well, you'd better be very, very careful, or that's what will happen.
Yes, sir.
And you boys needn't think that because you've left your books at home, you're going to get out of this geometry, because you're not.
No, sir.
We'll do some geometrical definitions. And what's more, you'll stay here until you know them.
Yes, sir.
Stanford.
Yes, sir?
Define an arc.
What, sir?
An arc.
An arc?
Yes, define it. Give me a definition. definition of it?
It's like a boat, sir.
Like a boat?
Yes, sir.
What is?
A canoe.
Is it? Bosmy, it will be much healthier for you if you speak only when you're spoken to. And Stanford.
Yes, sir?
I'm not talking about Jonah's Ark. Noah's Ark. I don't mean that sort of ark at all. I want you to define the arc of a circle.
An arc is any part of the circumference of a circle.
Rubbish. No, that's right. Oh. But the pledge, is your name Stanford?
No, sir.
No. Well, mind your own business. An arc is any part of the circumference of a circle.
Well, that's what he said, sir.
Yes, I know he did, but he shouldn't have.
Why, isn't that right?
No. Yes.
Well, you didn't want him to get it wrong, did you?
Get it wrong? No, of course I didn't.
No, well, he didn't.
Didn't he?
No, he said the same as you did, sir.
Yes, all right, I know he did.
Well, what are you moaning about?
I'm not moaning, I'm... Bottomley!
Yes, sir?
Are you anxious to leave this world?
How do you mean, sir?
I mean that you'll be quietly done away with if you don't stop being impertinent.
Sure.
So if you've got any brains at all, use them. And attend to your own affairs.
Yes, sir.
Right. The pledge has told us that an arc is any part of the circumference of a circle.
Yes, sir.
Can anybody, apart from the pledge, tell us what a chord is?
A chord, sir?
Yes, a chord.
Yes, sir.
Well, what is it?
Ta-da!
What?
That's a chord in G.
Ta-da!
Bottomy, what on earth are you doing?
That's a chord they play in a circus act when it's finished.
Oh, do they? Well, we don't happen to be doing a circus act.
No, but we're finished.
Yes, we finished, but I...
Well, you better say good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning, sir.
Good morning, boys, but at the same time,
come on,
I...
Wait, wait, wait.